All right, last night, Georgia Republicans picked their Senate nominee for this fall's midterm elections. Former corporate CEO David Perdue will now face Democrat Michelle Nunn in November. Nunn is the daughter of a popular former senator and among several strong Democratic women candidates who are trying to help the party preserve its Senate majority. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Nunn is considered a real contender to turn the Georgia seat Democratic. Justin Baraski is press secretary for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee in Washington. He says Republicans have hurt themselves by holding the primary runoff so late.
They will be in a pretty bad financial position, and meanwhile, Michelle Nunn has built her organization and her cash-on-hand advantage to a really strong place.
33 Senate seats are up in November. Georgia is one of just two states where Democrats might pick up a Republican seat. The other is Kentucky. Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes is challenging Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Grimes has a powerful fundraising operation. Her campaign manager, Jonathan Hurst, says she's catching up with McConnell.
When we started this race, he had $10 million that he already had in his campaign.
Then McConnell had to wage a costly primary campaign, while Grimes succeeded in opening a lot of Democratic wallets in Kentucky and around the country. And now,
we have 68 cents to every dollar that he has.
Josh Holmes is an advisor to Senator McConnell's campaign.
We don't suspect that Allison Lundergan Grimes is going to suffer from any lack of resources.
But campaign cash isn't everything. Outside groups are important, too. Super PACs and so-called social welfare organizations. McConnell has more of them than Grimes does. It's an imbalance that shows up in other races, too. Democratic candidates have had strong fundraising. Republicans benefit from wealthier outside groups. Baraski at the DSCC notes that candidate money is better because candidates pay less for TV airtime.
So the reality is that $6.2 million of candidate cash,
the amount Allison Grimes reported in cash on hand,
is actually closer to $10 or $12 million of outside group cash.
Brian Walsh is a consultant to the National Republican Senatorial Committee. He predicts that by autumn, Democrats will be stretched thin protecting their incumbents.
The National Democratic Party is going to have some tough decisions to make. I frankly would be a little surprised if come September, October, they're spending serious money in either Kentucky or Georgia.
Even then, control of the Senate might not be settled till December. That's because one of the Democratic incumbents is Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. And in Louisiana, Election Day is a wide-open primary with a runoff in December. Landrieu and the leading Republican, Congressman Bill Cassidy, have both reported about $6 million cash on hand. Jeremy Alford is a journalist who writes the blog Law Politics.
It's already kind of a wild and woolly race. The outsider spending, the super PAC money, without a doubt, it is the most expensive race, period, that the state has ever seen.
How wild? How woolly? The attack ad started last December. And already, Landrieu and some outside groups are reserving TV time for the runoff election they're anticipating this December. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.